This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are going to do something unprecedented in radio.
No. Oh.
We're going to write things down.
Why would we do that?
I don't know
that?
Why I just moved my microphone right then. And because I want to talk about unwritten rules.
Mm.
There's a story about unwritten rules for men. And I think there's a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's basically, you wish there was a law for blank. Or why doesn't everybody understand you should blank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you stand up when you shake someone's hand.
Do you know that this is one, we were all just at a thing together,
mm-hmm.
a radio thing,
mm-hmm.
and you know how many different people like I would walk up to, and if they were sitting down, they'd just be like, oh, hey, man, and they put their hand up, and I'm like, that makes me crazy.
Why?
Stand up.
I agree. Oh. Yeah.
Stand up.
Stand up. I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
If you have the ability to stand up, I don't care if you feel like you're above somebody, you stand up to greet somebody.
There was one time where I was kind of stuck in my chair, like I couldn't get out because he came up right behind me, and I wanted to stand up, but I didn't, and I hate it.
I don't know that girls have to stand up. I think men have to stand
Equality.
Up.
Equality, we have to.
It feels different. Yeah, I don't know why.
If you stay down, it's okay, because we don't want to inconvenience you.
But I also don't like the stay down.
You stay down. No, it's not that. But I mean, there's just something about, like, if we're two gentlemen and we're about to be cordial to one another, meet my gaze.
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
you should just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a great one to start with.
Yeah, that's unwritten. So we should write it down. We should start writing.
Yeah. Unwritten rule number one: stand up to shake somebody's hand. I have one that's really stupid, but it was on this list.
Okay.
You have to clack the tongs together twice.
Oh, you have to.
No matter what.
You have to make sure that... Do they work? I don't know.
Yeah. I know. You're wondering, what are these unwritten rules? It's just a stupid thing you want everyone to know. It has to be done.
Yeah.
Like, I know TX doesn't probably know what we're talking about because he doesn't cook.
But I grill.
But when you grill, when you click the bottom of the tongs to then unfurl them,
mm-hmm.
and they like... And yes. they snap out.
Yeah. Then the test clicks. Yes, of course.
But not one.
Two.
Always two.
At least, yeah.
Not at least. Three is D-baggy. Three is sitting down and shaking hands.
Yeah.
Two. Oh, okay.
It's two clicks.
Only
cock,
two.
Cock.
Okay. I've been doing too many. I got to tone it back.
Unwritten rule.
Overachieving in the
If
click,
you're one of
TX's
neighbors and you hear, cock, 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 cock. No, it's not fireworks. He's grilling.
Yeah. But I know about that, of course. I'm OCD enough. I couldn't not click them anyways. I would have to. Yeah, I would have to. And I lock them. I'm real bad. Do you lock them in between every single time? I close them.
No,
and
not
lock
every
them.
Time.
See,
no.
That's where I really struggle with the tongs.
I sort of hold them and do like spin them. I'm doing like nunchuck tricks behind that. Like
wow.
If I'm up until they get sauce or something on them, and then and then I just have like a towel, a napkin or something just sitting there to like set them on.
Mm. Okay.
There's one that I have that's kind of tong adjacent.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
It's a chopstick one that everyone thinks is an unwritten rule, but you're actually doing it wrong.
Oh, tell me. I don't know.
When you go to a restaurant and they have, if you're at a fancy restaurant, the chopsticks are usually washable.
Yeah.
So they're like nice and they've got like paint on them and they're great. But if you go to a restaurant that has ones you break apart, do not rub them together. Do not go like and get the splinters off them. Everyone thinks that's a thing. I've been told by sushi chefs, it's rude.
Yeah, it's like mad disrespectful.
Super disrespectful.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you're flinging sawdust everywhere, and they just, you're like, you're doing fire starter. Don't do that.
Oh, okay. That is good to know. I usually have whoever's with me.
You don't eat sushi.
Yeah, well, we break them apart like a wishbone. How's that? Are we supposed to do that?
Like each of you hold one and like, oh my God, I got a little one. Yeah. No. Yeah.
No, okay.
There's one other rule about chopsticks that you may or may not know. This one is like, when you're done, like if you're having like fried rice or whatever, never ever
stab it in.
Have your chopsticks just like sticking out of, like,
oh, why? Why not?
Super disrespectful. Mm-hmm.
It is?
Super disrespectful.
Would you ever do that with your fork?
You just leave your fork. It's like, I'm done with my thing. Just like, boosh, and leave it sitting straight up. Yes, he would.
Yeah. But there's, that's like, honest. I claim this steak as, as mine. It was good. And I plant my fork.
I'm going to be rude. Let's be honest. There's never any leftover food for him to stick it in.
You are correct. That is rude.
And Aaron's right. I don't use chopsticks either. I don't know how.
All right. So we've given you a few examples. We have a few more. But what is, like, you want to make a law? What is an unwritten rule? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There's definitely an unwritten rule at my house. My youngest nephew, Tiak, you're going to love this. He loves shoes. Ooh. He loves putting them on. He will like throw them at you and like lift his foot up. So after you put his shoes on, you have to smack each one like a all done.
Why?
Every time. It's just like when you're done packing up the car and you do the, it's like that.
Yeah, you do have.
You pat your car? That's not an unwritten rule. You don't touch my car.
When you're done like packing it up and it's full.
Yeah, you would touch your car.
I wouldn't touch my car. I will caress her. But I'm not going to. You wouldn't give her a little pat on the ass?
Yeah.
Or the roof?
That's a real one. If that's a real one. Yeah. Okay. You guys were very understanding about my chopstick rules. So okay. I will adopt it if that's a thing. You're being like, it's girl. Like, you're like, good job.
Yeah.
Like, yep, we're set.
Yeah, I don't think you can go on a road trip if you haven't done the pat on the car.
Yeah.
The car won't work.
Do you pat the plane on the way in?
No.
I do. Always.
Where?
Like, as you're walking past the door.
But where?
On the plane itself. Like the jetway is like attached to it. And you're just like, just two taps on the side of the plane. Like, let's go.
But you won't do that to your car?
No, because it's my car.
But yeah,
I'm not going to hurt a Southwest Airlines A320 Airbus. Like, it's no. But like, my car? It's a Tesla. It's fragile.
Okay. Yeah.
It needs some love.
It does.
It doesn't. Yeah. It's getting all the love it needs. I have one other big one.
Okay.
Tiak knows this one, but there are certain, this is just to the boys. You walk into a bathroom. There's a dude standing at the urinal. If it's a smart guy and he's the only guy there, he's all the way at the end.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
That's what you do. Mm-hmm. Not at the first one, because you're rude. You go all the way to the other end, farthest away from the entrance.
Yep.
Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to choose any other urinal you want. Just not the one next to him.
That's true.
It's not written down. And it's like, maybe you know there's 40 other guys coming in, but they have to fill in every other until there's no choice.
Yes. And then it's fine. Then you have no choice. If it's busy, if it's a game, like all that, a concert.
You do not stand next to another dude who's already peeing unless that's your only choice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Period.
You pick the trash can before you do
100%. And I've been at places where it's just like, oh, hey,
really?
There's no one else here. Why are you?
Yeah. Never been in a bathroom before.
Right. Like, that's first time, dude. Hack, do you have one you need to get off your chest?
And I think this should, this is more like, let's bring this unwritten rule back.
Okay.
If you are picking someone up for a date.
Oh.
You go to their front door, you ring the doorbell, or you knock. You do not stay in your car. You don't honk from the street and have them come running out. You go and pick them up, and you walk them to the car.
What about...
No. Worse.
Text her and like, I'm here.
Hey, I'm here.
Worse. No.
How about if your GPS is so good, you're like, I am pulling up at 7:41.
No.
I think you have to walk up there?
Yeah, just like you. At the end of the day, you're supposed to walk her to the door.
What did we do in the car on the way?
That shouldn't matter.
It does. What am I going to walk her to the door if we've already done it?
Even more reason. Yes.
I slowed the car down.
And that's not the reason. Oh, my God.
don't honk outside.
No, I'm going to say this.
Yo!
But like Aaron can attest to this. No, you, like when you go on dates, does anybody pick you up? You don't allow them to pick you up.
No, I've been picked up.
Not on first dates.
Twice, yes.
First dates.
Once on a first date.
Oh my God, I would never be so presumptuous to say, I'm going to pick you up.
Well, because we went to a concert.
Yeah. You'd pick her up.
No, I'd still meet him. Like, if we were going to Red Rocks, I'd meet somewhere.
And he
like
lived
him.
Like up the street.
I don't like it. I'd meet him in a Walmart parking lot in Golden or something. Like, I'm not.
I don't want to leave my car there. I'd rather it be.
It's not like a Craigslist exchange. This
is you do have to be safe. Yes.
You got
to
be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But you get out of your car at Walmart.
Yes, with a flower.
All right. If you have, this is either going to fail miserably or be our finest hour. If you have an unwritten rule you'd like to make into a law, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all fired up about what we're calling unwritten rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, well, the texters are nailing it today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they let's are. Take the phone call, just in case it's not as good.
Okay.
Yeah, I can already tell we're in for a world of hurt with this. Alex?
Yay.
Unwritten rule, what's yours?
Unwritten rule, that should definitely be a large two with your mouth closed, regardless of if you're eating out or you're chilling at home with your husband. Two with your mouth closed.
You said that as if it was very personal.
Yeah, you got somebody in your life that's an open mouther? Yeah, I don't think I'm this person, but my son thinks I am. He wants to get video. Thank you for the call, Alex. He literally wants to get video of me eating cereal and send it to either of you.
He has our Instagrams. He can do it.
Yeah, he's allowed. Yeah, sure.
Because apparently number, when actually. I eat cereal, okay, here's one thing that I have. If I have my AirPods in on noise cancellation, I have no concept of how loud my mouth is.
Really?
Mm. So are you opening it though, or just chewing loudly?
I think when I eat cereal, I like go.
You slurp it?
He's probably in the car. We could call him right now, but like he's literally like.
If it drives a teenage boy, if he's
yeah,
like,
but he's just
like,
a jerk.
That's gross. Then it's probably pretty gross, right?
All right, we'll try to get him on the phone to do an impersonation of this. But like, what are some of the other ones that people are texting him with? There's one that's really long. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll get to that one in a second. Just like the tongs with the click click.
Yeah.
A drill. You have to. Vroom, vroom.
And it's only twice.
Only twice.
Okay. hold on. No, yeah. Yeah, cordless drill. Because you have to know that it's real. Not like if you plug in the drill, yeah, you still have to do it.
Yeah.
When you plug in a drill, it's usually just one though for me, because you know that it's working. But you have to do two on a cordless, because you got like the first one is like, yes, it has battery. The second one is how much battery? Mm-hmm. It's like row, row.
Okay.
Like you give it like two.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking to Johnny non-handyman over there.
I do it with the vacuum. Oh. The handheld vacuum. So
I was like,
it's kind of like
floor.
A drill.
You do?
Yeah. I pretend it's a drill.
My God. Okay.
I got my fake tool belt and everything.
Someone else said if you ratchet strap something on a trailer.
Oh my God. This one is the most true thing I've ever read.
On a trailer car, sorry. You have to shake the strap and say, yeah, yes. That's not going anywhere.
You don't say that's not going anywhere. You say that ain't going nowhere.
Well, they said, yeah, that's not going
okay,
anywhere.
Take your grandma and shove it. No, it's like, have you ever, like, you got the 65-inch TV in the back of your car, and you're like, and you strap the thing, and then you like, you do two tugs. Why is it two on everything?
Yeah, I don't know.
Two rock-solid tugs, and then that ain't going anywhere.
That ain't going nowhere.
I think it's anywhere, because I don't want to do the double negative. That ain't going anywhere. That ain't going nowhere.
Yep, that ain't going anywhere. I like it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay,
so the really long one, great verbiage here. In the event that an individual would like to show another a paragraphed video, text message, or any other communication
this
on their cell phone.
This is crucial information, people.
That person must have said media pulled up and ready to show prior to gaining the attention of their intended audience. Have your picture ready. We don't want to sit there. Because
the worst thing
wait.
In the world, it's like we're all talking. Like if everybody's talking, this is your time. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Yep. You mm-hmm. don't have the attention of the group. But it's like, oh my God, same thing happened to me. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'll get it. Was that at Red Rocks or at Fiddler's? Hold on. Was that in September last year? And you're like, you have the attention.
We're moving on. Everyone. Now.
And
yeah.
There's always the, oh, I'm never gonna find it. And it's like, well then,
good. Stop.
You've killed the conversation. Okay, as uncomfortable as I am with this, my son is actually on the phone. Noah, can you just make the sound I make when I'm eating cereal?
Oof. Let's see if I can come up with this one. Now, it may be a little loud, so viewer discretion advised. It kind of sounds like...
All right. Alright, dude.
Film it next time.
Yeah,
please.
Okay, do not film it. Thank you for calling in.
Love you, son.
Amy.
You were supposed to say that.
Yes, I know. Okay. Amy.
Yay.
Yay. What's the unwritten rule?
When you're in packed lanes of traffic, if you let someone squeeze in, there should be a courtesy wave through the back.
Oh, absolutely.
Window.
Or
I take it very personally if they don't.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or we get to ram your car repeatedly until you wave.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.